Hello and welcome. My name is Andrin. I'm a PhD student in the Secure and Trustworthy Systems Group at ETH Zurich. And today I'd like to introduce you OpenCCA, a framework or a tool that we've been building to help you do research on ARM CCA and existing hardware before CCA hardware is actually available. So quick spoiler, I brought the box. It's this thing here. And later in this talk, we'll attempt a live demo and boot a confidential virtual machine on OpenCCA and run some GPU workloads on it. But more on this later. So the main challenge today with ARM CCA is really that for most of us, there is no CCA hardware yet available. You can just buy and tinker with it. The first rollouts, if you check online, they're likely data center first. So if you check, you will see that a bunch of companies, including Fujitsu, Microsoft, and also likely NVIDIA, they all have announced to provide CCA-capable CPUs for the cloud. But even then, it's unclear how open, affordable, and hackable those platforms will be. And so if you want to do research on CCA, you typically have two choices today. One choice is software simulation. So you have things like the ARM FEP or QMU. These systems, they simulate an entire CCA-ready hardware stack in software. And this is great to validate the correctness of your new research design, and also great to validate the compatibility of how your firmware code will run on the next generation of hardware. But what software simulation is not good at is that it does not tell you anything about how fast your firmware code actually runs. All you know is that you run your instructions correctly, but you lack any further insights into micro-architectural effects like cycles. And so since people also care about cycle performance and overheads, what they typically do, and this is also in the context of research, is that they use their design they have now run on software simulation and they transplant it to ARM version 8 boards, so the current iteration of ARM hardware. And the insight here is, in many ways, CCA hardware will run similarly to how existing hardware works. So this can be used to estimate the performance overhead. But this comes with its own set of challenges, because typically these performance prototypes that people are building, they are not open sourced, making it difficult for others to reproduce their work, and in general just wastes a lot of engineering, since everyone sort of builds their own thing and does not open source it. And so with OpenCCA, we try to solve some of these pain points of these performance prototypes that people are building by providing some sort of open baseline to measure and run research designs on OpenCCA or on existing hardware. And so at the high level, we're trying to accomplish the following goals. So first, we want to keep the changes to the ARM CCA reference stack as minimal as possible, while also ensuring correct functionality on ARM version 8 hardware. So this means we want to run confidential virtual machines on existing hardware. Second, and this is very important, we cannot give security claims of ARM CCA. This runs on non-CCA hardware, and so this is only for benchmarking and tinkering with real devices. Third, we try to target affordable and open ARM version 8 boards, so the barrier to entry is low and everyone can try to replicate our setup. And fourth, we try to focus on the reusability aspect of a framework, in the sense that we try to be not board specific as far as this is possible, so that our work can also be ported to different boards. So now that we've seen some high level goals, let's take a look at how we're actually building this. And for this, let's recap a bit on ARM CCA background first. So you probably know this, before the introduction of ARM version 9, we had TrustZone that divided compute either into the normal world and the secure world. And now with the introduction of ARM CCA, or in particular, a hardware feature called the RAL Management Extension, the architecture introduces two more worlds. So we have the RAM world for CCA's version of confidential virtual machines, and we also have the root world for the most privileged firmware code. Now, what's great about the ARM architecture is really that it's very explicit. So we can write firmware in code, and most things are not hidden in closed microcode. So in OpenCCA, we try to reuse the reference stack as much as we can while also keeping the changes small. But how do we actually do this? Since we only have the normal world and the secure world on ARM version 8 hardware, we emulate the RAM worlds within the architectural normal world and the secure world within the and the root world, within the architectural secure world. And so at first glance, this might seem straightforward, but things can get messy quite quickly because CCA firmware expects certain hardware features to be available. And while these are clearly not present in ARM version 8 hardware. And so this essentially boils down to how do we emulate enough of these missing hardware features in software to make the firmware believe it's actually running a real CCA environment while also keeping the changes small. And this essentially means in code is that we guard missing hardware features in code and either re-implement them in software if they're strictly needed to boot confidential virtual machines, or we force disable them if they're not strictly needed. And so in our paper and also in code, we go into much more details how we actually do this. But let's take a look at one of these missing hardware features that are not available on this board. And so this is a hardware feature called TTST, stands for short translation tables. It's an optimization for the MMU. If your address space is small, with this hardware feature, the MMU does not have to do as many page table walks. And so the patient walk is faster. And for this, let's take a quick look at the memory layout of the trusted hypervisor, so as the RMM. So on ARM, we have two translation table base registers. We have TDBR 0 and 1. This is similarly to CR3 on x86. And the memory layout of the RMM decides to use TDBR 0 for things that are mostly identity mapped and shared across cores, and TTBR1 for things that are not identity mapped and per CPU. Thank you. And so the insight here is so the RMM only touches a few megabytes in size for TTBR1. So they use a hardware feature, so this TTST. And so the challenge here was that, well, this feature is not available on 8.2, so the version that we use. And so the challenge was how to find this since, well, the firmware code crashed, right? And it was only shown in the way how the paging structure was filled. And so the workaround here is that we exploit what ARM version 8.2 has, which means we increase TTBR1 to span to a larger virtual memory size, and then we can exploit what the hardware has to actually make the MMU work. So in 2025, we looked into around 40 different boards for this project, and we picked the RK3588 by Rockchip, in particular the ROC5B model. It's a great SoC since it has OpenEL3, so we can flash firmware code. It has good documentation and is also somewhat affordable, with the 16 gigabyte version starting around $250, but I think 4 gigabyte RAM starts at around 100. And so, as I said, it's based on 8.2 architecture, has Cortex A76 and A55 cores. And this is also what I brought today with me. So Currently, we are able to boot confidential virtual machines on a stack that's maybe a year old. So it's based on TFA version 2.11 and the ARMM version 0.5. We have someone that looks into pulling in the latest changes. I think currently it's 0.8 for the ARMM. In total, we touched around 2,500 lines of code and only enlighten TFA and the ARMM. So we don't need to change the guest or the host or the VMM. And so in this 2,500 lines of code, this is mostly, or to a large percentage, it's port definitions in the ARMM. And also, I think, we ported a console driver. So the effective change is actually much smaller than this. Now, the OpenCC project went through several iterations. We're now at the point where we have these stacked boxes in our lab that include a Raspberry Pi to streamline the firmware flashing and power management on the board. And yeah, just making working with the platform more easily. Okay, so this brings me to the live demo. And the way I want to structure this is so in two parts. First, I will show you what the demo will show. And then I will tell you what I had to change on top of OpenCCA to make the demo work. So in the demo, we'll boot a confidential virtual machine on OpenCCA, I think with one vCPU and 512 megabytes of RAM. And then we'll attach the Mali G610. So there is an integrated GPU on the board. We'll attach that. And then in the CVM, we'll start X and run some OpenGL benchmark on the GPU. And so the purpose of this demo is really to show how easy it is to prototype systems research ideas on OpenCCA. So disclaimer, this is not trusted I.O. On purpose, we leave the GPU MMIO hypervisor shared. So this is mostly so I did not have to change the ARMM. This uses vanilla ARMM APIs. The ARMM exposes to the hypervisor. And yeah, so I had to prototype a VFIO-inspired interrupt routing and then also create stage two mappings for the GPU. So the driver can actually talk to the GPU in the CVM. So there's a QR code for all the demo code that I wrote on top of OpenCCA here in this QR code. All right, so now let's see if this works. Oops. So first I will mirror my screen. Okay, so what we're seeing here is I have now UART output, and I'm in the normal world in the untrusted hypervisor, so this KVM Linux. And so as a first step, I will detach the GPU. Let me see. And then I will now use KVM tool to boot a Realm VM. With these changes that I introduced before. So we create stage two mappings of the GPU MMIO, and we have an interrupt router that now forwards the physical interrupts of the GPU into the CVM if they arrive. We also changed KVM tool to create a device tree entry for the GPU for the CVM. Okay, so we are now in the CVM. We see that it did a bunch of Realm management interface and Realm service interface calls. Okay, what's going on? And so as the next step now in the GPU, in the CVM, I will attach the Panther driver and use Tiger VNC server to spawn X. So you can see here, since we created the mapping, the Panther, so that's the GPU driver, can actually talk to the GPU. And Tiger VNC server now exposes VNC over TCP/IP. So now on my laptop, I can now connect to the CVM over VNC. So now we are in X in the Realm VM, and I sketched some OpenGL demo for Fosdem. If we take now a look at proc interrupts, so this does cat on proc interrupts, we see that the Panther driver receives interrupts to submit or complete GPU rendering jobs. And so if I actually now hide this window, we see that it no longer submits, it no longer receives interrupts, since GPU is no longer used for this OpenGL rendering. And so now we are in the CVM. So this runs a 6.12 kernel with, I think, CCA Guest Enlightenment version 7. And if we now demessage, we'll see that the RMM exposes Realm Service Interface version 1 to the CVM. All right. And now, okay, and so this concludes my talk. So if you work with ARM CCA and are currently constrained by some of the limitations that software simulation gives you, or want to tinker with real devices in the context of ARM CCA, please check out OpenCCA. We have documentation how to build one of these boxes online, and our forks of the upstream repos are on GitHub. We also have an academic publication that goes into more details how we build this. And yeah, if you're excited about this, please reach out. So thank you very much.